You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From the upcoming IPOs, the trend in the market, to the latest on Air India divestment and ZN Invesco Rift, I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. First, let's take a look at the top headlines of October 1st, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Oyo has filed papers with SEBI for a 8,430 crore IPO. Bharat Defence and Space Tech shares made the best debut so far in 2021. It has clocked listing gains of 170% on the BSE. Meanwhile, sources tell CNBC TV 18 that Tata Sons has likely won the Air India bid. The government, however, says that no decision has been taken yet. There's also an update on the tussle between Zee and Invesco. Well, Zee has refused to call an EGM as sought by the shareholder. On the entertainment front, you may be happy to know that more than 100 films are slated for release in the next 4 months. Also, did you know that a few Delhi University colleges have released a cutoff of as much as 100%? I'll also tell you about RBI's new auto debit rules that have kicked in from today. First up, let's take a look at the market. Hospitality firm Oyo Rooms has filed a draft red herring prospectus with market regulator SEBI to raise ₹8,430 crore by floating an initial public offering. With this, Oyo, which is backed by SoftBank, became the first hospitality company in India to seek a market listing since 2019. The IPO will comprise fresh issuance of shares worth ₹7,000 crore and an offer for sale of shares worth ₹1,430 crore. The company plans to use the proceeds from the issue towards repaying borrowings of about ₹2,400 crore by Oyo subsidiaries, funding its growth initiatives amounting to 2,900 crore and for general corporate purposes. Next up, Paras Defence and Space Tech shares made the best debut so far in 2021, clocking listing gains of 170% on the Bombay Stock Exchange. The shares were listed on BSE at a share price of 475 rupees, over 171% premium to the higher end of the issue price range. Well, on the National Stock Exchange, the shares were listed at 469 rupees, which is a premium of 168% to its issue price. The company's IPO had received a massive investor response during the 3 days of bidding that started on September 21st. The issue was fully subscribed within minutes of opening on the first day and was overall subscribed over 300 times. Meanwhile, today, for the fourth day in a row, the market ended in red. The domestic benchmark indices slumped 0.5%, pulled lower by financial, automobile, and metal shares, and tracking weakness in the global markets. The benchmarks snapped a 5-week gaining streak to post weekly fall in over 5 months. The 30s group Sensex slumped 360 points to close at 58,765, while the Nifty 50 index slumped 86 points to end at 17,532. Moving on, Tata Sons has likely emerged victorious bidding for the national carrier Air India, as an Amit Shah-led panel is likely to have approved the bid, sources have told CNBC TV 18. However, an official comment is awaited. According to sources, the government aims to completely hand over Air India to new owners by December 2021. Next up is an update on the row between Zee and its shareholder Invesco. The board of Zee Entertainment Enterprises Limited has decided to not hold an extraordinary general meet requested by its shareholder Invesco. In a letter to Invesco, Zee said that the shareholder's requisition notice is not valid as it suffers from multiple legal infirmities. Invesco had requested Zee to hold an EGM earlier in September seeking the removal of company's CEO Puneet Goenka. However, in today's letter, Zee said that any change in the CEO or board of directors of the company is subject to prior approval from the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, and therefore the requisition notice is invalid. Well, this comes a day after the National Company Law Tribunal directed Zee to consider Invesco's requisition to hold an EGM. The tribunal will now hear the matter on October 4th. Now, moving on to an update from the entertainment industry. Well, according to a report, more than 100 films are set to be released in the next 4 months. The film industry, especially single screen and multiplex theatres, were one of the worst hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. With restrictions forcing most of the theatres to close down, production houses and film crew suffered the most. As curbs are being gradually eased, theatres are reopening and the industry is now in a recovery mode. The 100 films that are set to release are in various regional languages. Some of the big films expected to be released are Akshay Kumar and Katrina Kaif starrer Suryavanshi and Ranveer Singh's 83 that chronicles India's win in the 1983 World Cup. Now, on to education news. The Delhi University has started releasing cutoffs for the undergraduate admissions this year. And in an unprecedented development, a total of 10 courses have been given a 100% cutoff across various colleges. A 100% cutoff has been set for computer science at Hansraj College, Deen Dayal Upadhyay College and Shaheed Sukhdev College of Business Studies. Ramjas College has demanded 100% cutoff for physics and one BA program combination. So, good luck to all the students eagerly waiting to enroll in DU. Now, as I mentioned before, the auto debit rules come into effect from today as mandated by the Reserve Bank of India. As a result, the automatic recurring payment for various services including recharges and utility bills will be impacted and an additional factor of authentication will become mandatory. So now, any recurring transactions debited automatically from your debit, credit or prepaid cards will require your explicit approval for the transaction to go through. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. For more updates, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you for listening.